Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Well, Neil, it's preseason, but it wasn't a friendly, was it? It was a very competitive game of football.
Game we, you know, both sides wanted to win. Got to credit Clitheroe, David Lynch, Carl Garner. You know, they're building a good side here. Very competitive, experienced team. But I thought at times today, in the first half, we were electric. Some of the movement, some of the rotations, our goals. You know, it was great, but you want to play against really good sides. Clitheroe are a really good side, and, you know, we're a good side. And I'm sure for the spectator, it must have been great on the eye.
Yeah. Trial, you're talking about Trial. Trial's keeper had a fine game. Not if you're able to identify him, but whoever he was, a great double save at the end and a good save at the beginning. A couple of wayward clearances we noticed, yeah. Looked good.
He's played 30 games in the National League for Torquay. He was with Fowler all last season. We know about his pedigree. He probably thinks he should do better for the first goal. But that's keepers. Like with his kicking, he's got to know when to try and play and when to go long. But, you know, it's important that we put a bit of pressure on Ollie Martin. You know, Ollie will go back in Wednesday. But he's done well. And as the other lads, you know, everyone's come in. Their attitudes have been exemplar. You know, we've had to let a couple go over the last few weeks, but you know, the squad's looking strong and competitive, and we're very happy with our last three performances.
You must be delighted with the development of we've spoken in previously about Donoghue, Finlay Sinclair Smith as well, who had a very busy first half on Saturday, I understand, and also Jack Lenehan. Just all the three of do you see a kind of real possibility of a real step up for them?
Three lads who've come back with a real intention to play in this first 11. You know, and if you look at the statistics last year, Donners, Jack and Finn probably played the majority of the games either from the bench or being rotated. You look at them now, I don't know if there's three better players in pre-season for me. You know, they're really putting a marker down, and I've said, you know, last season's gone. It's all about the here and now. And the lads, all I've said to the lads is keep leaving an impression on me. Make sure that when you go out on the pitch in training, you do everything you can, because you know, you should be in the right way after his shirt, and you should be after his shirt. And although you're all mates, I wouldn't sit there and accept 12, 14, 15, 16 and 17. I want to play football. And they're doing that, and it's great, and it brings out the best in other players then as well.
Mm-hmm. And how easy is it, the kind of the rotation and the understanding between the players? Still, obviously, back four, very different today. Still, I mean, Aaron Morris, pretty solid game at the back there.
It makes a big difference when we can get our back four out, you know, we miss Doyle and Jones. However, Tom Stead's done well, Aaron's done well. It's been, you know, it's a good headache to have. I mean, Aaron is the third centre-half now at the club. Predominantly, he's a right-back. But then you look at Jack Lenehan at right-back today, and time and again, his deliveries were on the money. Each time, and, you know, everyone will look at the back four, and obviously, you know, Dodd, Doyle, Jones, Morris play 38, 39 games together. They've got a real telepathy, a chemistry. But we can't get them out every game, so we've got to make sure that other lads who step in there can play the way we want them to play, and they did. I think they did. I think everyone did great.
One curious incident in the game. Don't want to dwell on these things too much, but when one of their defenders took a real mimed headbutt, came very close to
a foul's nose. You know, and this is why we're so irate. It's a sending off. And I said to the linesman, and they've got 1,000,000% they have to do better. I said to the linesman, "Did you see it?" And he said, "Yes." So the referee then came over and said, "I didn't see it." I said, "Well, that's your linesman, he's just seen it." And the linesman went, "No, I didn't see it." So at that point, obviously, red mist descends. And, you know, the lad's an inch off a headbutt. It's, whether or not you connect or you don't, the intention was there, it's a red card. And then to book Michael Fowler for petulant shit after Regan Linney or whoever he booked today, he just, for me, lost control in the game. He absolutely lost control. And maybe he was a little bit nervous because fans were back in the ground, I'm not sure, but for me, you need to be better as a team of three. And, you know, we're one of the most best behaved technical areas, and we get plaudits with the referee. But I can't, when you're 10 yards away, just let one of my players potentially end up in hospital. So it's not going to happen.
And Regan, there's just that. He's a man who doesn't take a backward step, should we say. Great performance, and great to see him on the goal, on the score sheet in two successive games on his return. But there's just that side to him, isn't he?
It's hard because he's got an edge to him. Yeah. And do you want to take that edge out of him? You know, at times he's got to know when to come away. But I thought he did it quite well today because, you know, with their two centre-halves, Houghton and Priestley, I think he really got under the skin today and, you know, let his foot do the talking. Potentially, he could have come away from the yellow card, but, you know, Danny Wilkins put his arms around his throat and then dragged him away and it was too yellow. So he has got that. I quite like him, you know, with that. But, you know, we've got to do a little bit of work so he doesn't have to get any needless yellows because he's going to be a big player for us this season.
And finally, really, I mean, competitive game, friendly, but in a way that's kind of what you want as you get closer to the season proper.
I think if you go into Marine on Wednesday, you might see Chadwick 5 and Reynolds 6. I said, you know, with the injuries we've just had there, Donoghue's struggling, Ennis's calf's gone, Lenehan's struggling. We've already got Doyle out and Jones out. So, we're going to be down to bare bones. So the old men might put a substitute shirt on Wednesday. We'll just have to assess the injuries, see how they are. But, you know, certainly we're not going to play lads through the pain barrier at this stage of the season. If the season had kicked off, we might do, but we'll get them in tomorrow.
And do we know whether any of those players are at risk for the 19th, for the restart of the season?
No, Charlie Ennis may be touch and go. He felt his calf. He's felt it again today. That could be 14 to 21 days. Donoghue's is just an impact injury. Lenehan's is an impact injury, so you should recover from that. And Doyle, you know, he's again, it's his calf. You know, we've done a lot of hard work in a short period of time, and games are coming thick and fast, but that's why we need the squad we've got. So we're just going to have to not patch them up, but we're going to have to get them ready for the 19th, but make sure they're also fit to play against the 19th.
Just one jovial question before we go, Neil. You played on this pitch numerous times. Is there any tips you can give your players about the various tricky putts?
All in the sort of top right-hand corner and it'll stay in. Everyone switches off, it'll stay in. It just comes back on itself. But listen, on a serious note...
Good to be back here, though.
Yeah, since I was last here, the amount of work that they've done behind the scenes, you know, it's looking really impressive. I'm glad that the town's going to have a football team that's going to do well, you know, since they last won the league.
Not only a year ago or so, the roof blew off the stand.
And listen, 2003, Clitheroe won the league and certain they were able to score the winning goal. And, you know, that's the last time they've done anything in 17 years. So for me to see a side that's competitive down at Shawbridge and, you know, for me to live locally, it's great. Obviously, my team's FC United, but I do keep an eye on this club. I've spent many years here and it's good to see the work that's going on the field and off the field. So, you know, for us, it's all the best for the season and hopefully... you don't play the season after because we're getting out and they get out, but we'll see.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.